Of those patients, 10 or 8% went on to have a second operation purely for an axillary lymph node dissection. 7 or 6% of patients went on to have a second operation which included an axillary lymph node dissection, but also required further excision of breast tissue, either because of margin status or because of a mastectomy. And 4 patients or 3% went on to have definitive surgery after neoadjuvant treatment. So in reality, it was only this 8% of patients who actually would have been saved a second operation had we known the status of their axilla intraoperatively. And if we then looked at that group of 10 patients and looked at the criteria of the Z11 trial or the NCCN data, that reduced to only 4 patients or 3%. We then went...